Hello, and welcome to another Apple Vis podcast.
Hello, all Apple Vis podcasters and listeners. This is Creighton back for another podcast, and this time it's going to be on a program that has been around for a while. The program that we're talking about here is called QCast. QCast is a program that's made by q-continuum.net. Is where you can go. If you don't know how to spell it, I will put it in the show notes to where you can go grab the installer for Mac. We're going to talk about it for Mac specifically. We're not going to talk about that for Windows, because this is Apple and it's Apple Vis. So what do you expect? It's everything Apple. You can purchase QCast for about $15. Not a bad deal. And it's very simple to add podcasts. And when you search for podcasts, it goes through the iTunes store directory. So whatever the iTunes store has, you'll see. We're going to demonstrate adding a podcast feed, but we won't add one. Actually, we might, but we'll see once we get to there. But let's go. Let me unmute speech here.
Speech unmuted.
All right. So in my keyboard commander, under VO Utility, I went ahead and set up a hotkey for QCast because I use it regularly. And it's right option Q, so let's hit that. And thank you, time clock.
QCast window, podcast.
Right, so it's now launched. And the first thing we come to is our podcasts. If we VO right,
table, row 1 of 36, title, Access Wizard, last updated, Wednesday, the 4th of June, 1714, 42014, selected.
Right, so when you first start QCast, it automatically does an update for the feeds that you are subscribed to. If we interact with this table,
interact with table, row 1 of 36, selected. Title.
Think of this as columns and rows. Your columns.
Title. Accessible devices.
You know.
Access Wizard.
We have the title.
Last updated. Wednesday.
When it was last updated.
Title. Accessible device.
And that's it.
Access Talk. Apple Keynotes. Apple Vis Podcast. Assistive Technology Update with Wade Wingler.
Now, these are all podcasts that I have subscribed to. Which is quite a bit, and it's growing even more.
As Technology, AT Talk, Bird's Place, Blind Access Journal, Blind World Login Podcast.
Now, let's say we want to take a look at Blind World Login Podcast. I went ahead and added this feed yesterday when I got QCast.
Stop interacting with table.
And let's VO right.
Episodes.
And let's VO right again.
Table, row 20 of 23, title, A Long-Awaited Accessibility Roundtable Podcast. Published date, Saturday the 31st of July, 08-54-00-2010. Status, not downloaded, selected.
Now, the neat thing about this program is you don't have to download the podcasts. You can if you want, but what I usually do is play the podcast, and then I'll decide later if I want to go ahead and use or download the podcast to maybe put on a different device, such as a book player, or take it into iTunes and put it on my iOS devices. So, let's interact here.
Interact with table, row 20 of 23, selected. Title, second and final part of the Gulfarian podcast.
Now, these are all podcasts that are on his feed, but
Speech, birthday, carriage.
I think some of these are out of date.
Send Barrow GPS. Look. Long-awaited revival roundtable podcast. Boat ride at Children's Harbor.
All right. So if we stop interacting here.
Stop interacting with table. Row 15 of.
Let's say we want to pick this podcast, and we'll see if I can play it or not. If not, then we'll go to a most recent one. So if we veer right.
Episode description.
We have what the episode description is. And if we veer right again, which is control option right arrow.
Text. Hey all, this is a boat ride that Abby and I took while at Children's Harbor. This is a camp where children and their parents came to spend a week of fun and games, and I am proud to have been asked to be a speaker and a demonstrator of Apple products there. This camp is also involved with children with all types of conditions, so be sure to check out their website. I hope you enjoy this one.
Okay, so that's it.
Text.
And...
text.
We're at the end of the window. This does not have any preferences, I don't think. Nope. I hit Command Comma, and there's no preferences. The rest of the stuff that we're going to look at relies in the menu, and they also have good keyboard shortcuts. We'll erase the podcast, and I'll show you. And in fact, we'll re-add that podcast that I'm going to erase. So let's hit, let's go to our menu bar.
Menu bar, Apple.
And we have our standard menu bar here.
QCast.
In here, there's not much.
Podcast.
Until we get to this. So let's go in here.
Podcast, menu 11 items. Add podcast, ellipsis, command P.
We can add a podcast with command P, and I'm glad the developer put some of these shortcuts in, because it really does help quite a bit. So let's go down again.
Search for podcasts, ellipsis, command S.
We could search for podcasts with the keyboard shortcut of command S, and it'll search the iTunes store out of nowhere.
Delete podcast, command, forward delete.
Forward delete. We'll delete the podcast. It's almost like moving it to the trash, with just the finder command, excuse me. But that deletes the podcast.
Podcast details, ellipsis, command D.
If we hit command D on a podcast, it'll bring up a window to view the podcast details. If we go down again.
Browse podcast folder, command B.
Now, we'll get to this here in a minute. When we download a podcast, I'll show you where they're stored on your drive. If we hit command B, we can go to that folder automatically, and I'll show you that.
Podcast website, command W.
Command W will take you to the podcast website, and you can view the episode there and all the episodes.
Check for new episodes, command N.
If we hit command N, we can check for new episodes.
Import ellipsis.
We can import an OPML file, which might be useful if you have one that somebody gave you and they have some good podcasts, then you can import a feed. That's very nice.
Export ellipsis.
We can export one and send it off to somebody, and then they could take it and import it into QCast.
Options ellipsis.
Options. If we
quit command Q.
Okay. Let's quit. Go into options and see what's here.
Options. Options. Download path. Update interval in minutes.
All right.
Download path.
The first option is download half.
Text slash user slash Creighton Banner slash document slash QCast. Set download path button.
That's download path. I didn't hear it correctly. Okay. Whatever. Download path. You can set the path. If you want a different podcast folder, then you can set that accordingly with this option. So let's go via right again.
Update interval in minutes.
So this update interval, that's the option to where you can have it check for new episodes.
15, content selected, edit text.
15 minutes, that's pretty good. In here, I just leave everything at the default. If we go right again.
Output audio device.
Now this is a killer feature. Output audio device, which is going to be your speakers. you can set QCast to whatever output device you choose. If we go right again,
built-in output, combo box.
We have a combo box, and we can choose what audio devices we want. So we could view a space with that and choose what output device we so want.
Application language requires restart.
Okay, application language. This application does have a good amount of languages. It's not bad.
U.S. English, U.S. English, combo box.
That's another combo box.
Cancel button. Okay, default button.
I'm going to hit OK because we didn't change any options.
Now in QCast window, text, hey all, this is a...
Alright, so, we're not done yet. We still have some fish to fry here. If we go back in the menus...
Menu bar, Apple, podcast, episode.
Episode. If we go in here...
Episode, menu, 5 items.
We have five items, so... Let's explore.
Play, ellipsis.
Play. What I wish was there was a keystroke for that, like Command-Shift-P, but that's fine.
Download, Command-L.
There is a thing for download.
Download all, Command-Shift-L.
If we want to download all the episodes of the feed, we most certainly can with Command-Shift-L, which I would never do personally, but hey, somebody might want to.
Email episode, Command-E.
We could email... this episode. That's incredible. We enter in the recipient's email address, and boom, it's sent off. So let's go down again.
View episode details, Command Shift D.
If we do a Command Shift D for view episode details, I hope I'm hearing that right, then we will get episode details.
View episode.
And that's all that's in here.
Help, menu, 6 items.
And
search,
then the help
search
menu,
result.
We have, you know, your standard help stuff. But, let's play this episode.
Episode, play, ellipse.
And see if it'll play.
Play.
And.
Text, episode description, table.
Row. I don't think that's going to work.
Episode, table, row 11 of 36. Interact with Catholic cool eyes on Freedom Scientific. I cool blind tech. Stop inter.
Let's go to the cool blind tech
table. No Google new voice for iOS. iOS WWDC highlights. Blind access training dedicated to 64-ounce games. Kickstarting accessible board games.
All right.
Stop in.
And this one will also download. Just to show you.
Menu bar. Apple. Podcast. Episode. Episode. Play. Ellipsis.
We'll play it.
Closing menu. Table. Row 12 of 101.
Welcome to another Cool Blind Tech podcast. Today, accessible board games with 64-ounce games.
I'll let it play for a minute.
Time to play the game.
If we feel right...
Playback. 64-ounce games. Kickstarting accessible board games. Title. Description. Volume. Podcast position. Description.
My name's Sean Priest, and with
text,
me is
click.
Fellow host
we have
Nelson
the
Rager.
Description.
And today,
pause button.
We have some...
Press pause.
We pause it so that way you can hear me. Alright, so basically, a window pops up, and as far as I know, there's not a way to close the window except if you go to the close button. But I could be wrong. Let me try Command-Shift-W. That didn't work. Okay. It's not like Skype. Whatever.
Stop button.
We could stop it.
Jump to time button.
Jump to time, it'll bring up an edit field.
Volume. 100% slider.
So... the volume, you can turn it down, turn it up, whatever.
Podcast position.
Podcast position.
2% slider.
We can change it.
Speed.
Speed.
Normal. Combo box.
Now, this is also a combo box that we could go through.
Eurofuge.
And change the speed if you want your podcast to be very quickly or if you want it to be extremely slow.
Share button.
We can share it.
Share button.
Now, what's cool is I'm going to go in here.
Press share button. Share via dialog. Select how to share this episode. Table, row 1 of 2. Twitter.
We have Twitter and email. Now, Twitter, what'll happen is it'll bring up a page for the first time, and you have to authorize the application, which isn't bad. So,
email. Twitter.
Let's select Twitter.
Cancel button. Okay. Default button. Press, now in, post to Twitter, 46 of 140, dialogue, text. Edit text insertion. Cancel button. Send, default,
we'll hit
now
send.
In, Qcast, window, table, row 12 of 101, title.
And my Windows machine went off, telling me that the tweet was sent because I have Twitter running on there. Now, let's download this, and let's do a command L.
Download.
And it's downloading. We should hear a little noise here in a second. It's done. That was my Windows machine. The just means that it's downloaded. Now, let's show you first where the folder is stored. If we do a desktop command, which is Control Option Shift D.
Desktop drop. Episode disc.
Okay.
Desktop.
Come on.
Audio Hijack Pro. Line in. Finder. Desk.
All right. There is also a bug in Mavericks to where sometimes it won't want to go to the desktop. But hey, that's fine. Let's do a Command Shift O for documents.
Documents. Now in documents window. List view table. Boot up of old machine. Qcast folder collapsed.
If we go in here.
Open selection. List view table.
Now, every podcast that you download will be placed in a folder. For an example,
accessible devices folder, collapsed disclosure triangle.
Every accessible devices podcast that I download will be placed in this folder. It automatically creates it for you.
Yuru, tell me nine. Cool blind access journal folder, cool blind tech folder, collapsed.
But let's see if the podcast downloaded.
Open selection, list view table. VIP 01764 ounces underline games dash 128kb.mp3 audio.
Alright, so let's quick look this.
Now in, quick look.
Welcome to another Cool Blind Tech podcast. Today, accessible board games with 64 ounce games.
Now
in, Cool Blind.
And we could also download the whole feed if we wanted. But let's close.
Close window, now.
Here.
Qcast window. Episode is no row selected.
And I think we covered everything except getting new episodes. So let's hit command and
check for new episodes.
I forgot we have to cover deleting and adding episodes. So I don't think there's any new episodes on my podcasts.
Podcast. Zoom. Close button. Finder. Desk.
Ah, okay. I did close it. Dang it. Let's launch it again.
Qcast.
Alright. So. Deleting.
Table. Row 1. Interact. Title. Access. Access talk. Apple this podcast. Assistive technology. As technology. AT talk. Bird's place. Blind access journal. Blind world login podcast.
This is on the iTunes store. Let's hit command backspace. Come on.
Brian Hart, blind world login. Stop interact.
Why aren't you deleting?
Interact. Brian, blind world log. Stop interact.
Let's see. Let's look at the keystroke again, because I might have forgotten it.
Menu bar app. Episode. Download. Podcast web. Import. Export. Option. Quit. Podcast. Route. Podcast. Delete podcast. Command. Forward delete. Closing menu, table, interact, Brian Hart, blind world login, pod.
It's not deleting it,
Menu bar, Apple.
Let's try it.
Episode, browse, search for, add, delete podcast, command, for, delete podcast. Are you sure you would like to delete the, yes, default, now in, Qcast.
That's weird, it didn't work, but hey, we were able to do it through the menus. I wasn't having luck, like always. But let's do a command S to search.
Search for podcasts. Search term. Results.
We're not going to go through adding it manually because that's a little bit more trickier because you have to find the feed URL. That's pretty simple though. So let's go to the form.
Edit text. Blank.
I just did a control option command J to jump to form. Now let's type in blind world. Log
search, default.
And we'll hit search.
Press search, empty table.
And that woo woo.
Empty table.
Okay.
Search, dim default
button. I didn't find it.
Blind world.
Let's select.
Blind world log, dim text.
All right.
Search, dim zoom. Now in QCast.
Let's search for
podcast, edit text, blank.
I'm having no luck. Oh well.
R, double, space, D. Search, empty table. Empty table. Bloom world, search term, Bloom world, dim text, search. Now in.
I don't like how you have to close windows in here. That's not cool.
Search for pod.
But that's fine.
Search for pod. Close button. Add podcast. Dim button. Empty table. Results. Search. Default button. Press. Table. Row 1 of 46. Title. Blind squirrel radio. Interact. Title. The Jesus. The blind spot. Jesus in touch. Dr. Hop. Japan. Movies for Beyond Blind. Yurufukuru. Lighthouse. Blind prophecy. The pot. Light. Blind spot. Blind faith live. Blind drunk justice. Blind fly. Seminars at tabletop theater. Math for going blind suck. Math for go. Math for latest seminars. Blind inspire. The depart. Blind faith. Seminars at blind inspiration. Cat to the point by seminars at seminars. Twitter for how to be seminars at hat. Console cowboy. Born blind. The blind tiger pod. Tech news from tech. Seminars at Hadley. Blind date. Blind date. National Federation. The blind tiger. The blind Satanist. We balance for blind. Snow blind. The blind tech. Homebrew bound. Seminars. The blind techie podcast.
All right, let's add this one because blind world for some reason is not showing up. But I'll figure that out later. Sorry about that. And
artist, the blind techie.
All right.
Genre, software how to. Number of episodes, blank. Explicit content, cleaned. Title, home. Stop in. Add podcast.
With VO right from this table, we have add podcast.
Press table, row. All
right. So that's done. I think that's everything. So we will leave this running.
Add pod table row.
And we'll search. Actually close.
Close now in.
Closing, by the way, you have to go all the way to the left of your screen until you find the close button. That's just really dumb, and I don't like it. Unless anybody knows an easier way to close, let me know. But I think I'm done. If you would like to contact me, you can email me at craybay3198@gmail.com. And that will be it for this podcast.
This podcast was brought to you by the team at Apple This. For more information and resources to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit the Apple This website at www.applethis.com, where you can also contact the Apple This team.